I'd like to share with you a Mother's Day tribute, author unknown, but here's something to give you a little thought, perhaps. By the time the Lord made woman, he was into his sixth day of working overtime. An angel appeared and said, "Why are you spending so much time on this one?" And the Lord answered, "Have you seen my specification sheet on her? She has to be completely washable, but not plastic, have over 200 movable parts, all replaceable and able to run on Diet Coke and leftovers, have a lap that can hold four children at one time, have a kiss that can cure anything from a scraped knee to a broken heart, and she will do everything with only two hands." The angel was astounded at the requirements. Only two hands? No way. And that's just on the standard model? That's too much work for one day. Wait until tomorrow to finish. "But I won't," the Lord protested. "I am so close to finishing this creation that is so close to my own heart. She already heals herself when she is sick and can work 18-hour days." The angel moved closer and touched the woman. "But you have made her so soft, Lord." "She is soft," the Lord agreed. "But I have also made her tough. You have no idea what she can endure or accomplish." "Will she be able to think?" asked the angel. The Lord replied, "Not only will she be able to think, she will be able to reason and negotiate." The angel then noticed something and, reaching out, touched the woman's cheek. "Oops, it looks like you have a leak in this model. I told you that you were trying to put too much into this one." "That's not a leak," the Lord corrected. "That's a tear." "What's the tear for?" the angel asked. The Lord said, "The tear is her way of expressing her joy, her sorrow, her pain, her disappointment, her love, her loneliness, her grief, and her pride." The angel was impressed. "You are a genius, Lord. You thought of everything. Woman is truly amazing." And she is. Women have strengths that amaze men. They bear hardships and they carry burdens. But they hold happiness, love, and joy. They smile when they want to scream. They sing when they want to cry. They cry when they are happy and laugh when they are nervous. They fight for what they believe in. They stand up to injustice. They don't take no for an answer when they believe there is a better solution. They go without so their family can have. They go to the doctor with a frightened friend. They love unconditionally. They cry when their children excel and cheer when their friends get awards. They are happy when they hear about a birth or a wedding. Their hearts break when a friend dies. They grieve at the loss of a family member, yet they are strong when they think there is no strength left. They know that a hug and a kiss can heal a broken heart. Women come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. They'll drive, fly, walk, run, or email you to show how much they care about you. The heart of a woman is what makes the world keep turning. They bring joy, hope, and love. They have compassion and ideals. They give moral support to their family and friends. Women have vital things to say and everything to give. However, if there is one flaw in women, it is that they forget their worth. And I think that's true in a lot of sense. God has put into the heart of a woman so much love, so much desire to help, to be a caretaker, to be a comforter, to be an encourager, to give love. And all too often they think that they're falling short in some way, not being able to give all that they think is necessary at the time. But I want to share with you and tell you that you have great worth, more than you realize, every single one of you, whether you're a mother or not. You have great worth in God's eyes, you have great worth in our eyes, because we know what you have gone through and what you continually go through. We know what God has placed in your heart. No one is perfect. Certainly men are not perfect, far from it. But I have personally always respected women because of what God has placed within them. So on this day, on Mother's Day, whether you are a mother or not, each one of you has had a mother and perhaps still alive. And this is a day that we honor motherhood and all that that means and all that God has placed in you for the benefit of others. You are worth more, so much more than you could ever imagine. And it's true. And I think it's time that you realize that. God has made you special. You always will be. Just allow Him to continue to work through you, to speak through you, to use you in different ways, to be who you are and who He made you to be. The woman, the mother that you are. You are so valuable. Valuable to your children, valuable to us who know you. Valuable in God's eyes, because He has placed His own heart within you. Let that shine forth. Let that love come out even more. It's a blessing for everybody, especially for those who know you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. Even though a lot of this tribute is lighthearted, but yet it is very serious in many respects. Because what you have placed in a woman's heart, a mother's heart. We thank you, Lord, for motherhood. We thank you for our own mothers. We honor every single one this day, Lord, because of the beautiful creation you have made and what you have placed within each one. We thank you, Lord. And may each woman here feel their worth in your eyes and in the rest of us. The value of a good mother is just beyond measure. It goes far beyond anything that we could put a measurement on. It's just amazing, Lord. Because these traits that we see in motherhood are traits that are in you, Lord. You have placed yourself in mothers. And I thank you, Lord, for the love that they show, the grace, the kindness, the goodness, the blessings, the encouragement they offer, the beauty that you have placed within them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it all. And I pray that each one here today, Lord, has a most enjoyable day today as we honor them. And again, I say thank you to each one of you for who you are and who God has made you to be. In Jesus' name, amen.